We're being quarantined.
Quarantined? What for?
I don't know. Doctor's putting a sign up right now.
Have some more of these made up and put them at every entrance on this floor.
Look, what have we got?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Well, what do you suspect?
Well, according to the symptoms, other indications could be one of two things. Chickenpox or smallpox.
Does that mean we gotta stay here all night?
What?
You mean we can't go home?
Well, we can't all sleep up here. We'll be jammed together like sardines.
Darn. I can't stay cooped up here all night.
Relax.
Can't we just wash and sneak out the back way here?
Just relax. Just take it easy.
You meet a Miss Regina Gregory at the box office at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Explain to her what happened and give her one of the tickets. Yeah, hey, look, just scalp that other one off or whatever you can get, huh? Hey, man, listen, don't be telling me about what's illegal. I am a police officer.
Hey, are you kidding me? Am I really stuck here for the night?
That's the way it looks. You've been inoculated?
For what?
Well, looks like we're all going to be roughing it in here together tonight, huh? My name's Luger, Inspector Frank Luger.
Daryl Driscoll.
Driscoll, hi, Daryl. That is a nice sweater.
Oh, thank you. Hand crocheted.
Read that again.
I said it's hand crocheted from Italy.
I thought so.
Bernice, it's by order of the health department. What can I do? I'll come home when they lift the quarantine. Yes, Bernice, I realize this is the first time since we're married we've slept apart. A change will do us both good.
I've cleaned everything.
What for?
Busy hands are happy hands. Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
These cups look different.
I scrubbed off all the mold and mildew.
I thought it was a pattern.
Hey, this coffee ain't bad.
Thank you. Would you like some?
No, thanks. I'm cutting down.
Is there anything yet, Barney?
No. We're just calling the hospital. Did you fix yourself up with a place to sleep?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna make it tonight, Barney.
Barney? Dr. Friedman.
Here he is, Doctor.
Doctor, this is Captain Miller. Yeah, we were wondering if they were still waiting for the results. All right. How's Dupree? No, everybody here is fine. How about Dupree? 105, wow. Convulsions, huh? Hallucinating. Okay, we'd appreciate word as soon as you get it, huh? Okay, thank you.
He's hallucinating?
Well, that's what happens with high fever.
You don't hallucinate with chicken pox.
And that means he has smallpox. Oh, mother! Oh, my God.
Settle down, it's getting late. Fish.
Yeah.
Why don't you take the cot over by the bathroom?
I'd appreciate it.
Nick, you okay over here?
Yeah, just fine.
In this cap show, we've got to find a place for you.
Oh, any place is fine. I'm not particular.
Why don't you take the couch in my office?
Oh, well. If my friends could see me now.
Anybody got an extra toothbrush?
Roger, why don't you finish the floor plan as to who sleeps where?
Oh, all right, Barney.
Inspector, it's occurred to me that it probably would be better if Miss Capshaw slept on the couch in my office.
Oh, okay, Barney.
I'll take the cot.
Just kidding. You'll be there.
It's all yours, Miss Scafford.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Nice kid, Barney, you know? Huh? Too bad. Went wrong somewhere down along the line. Nice heart to heart talk, but just straighten her out. About 2 a.m., huh, Barney?
Inspector.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Nick. This looks a little scrungy, no?
We use it to clean the typewriters. You better wash it out real good before you use it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. Thanks.
Hi.
How are you?
I work downstairs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Name is Levitt. Officer Carl Levitt. I work downstairs.
Right, I'm Harris.
I know that. I see you guys every day when you walk right past me without saying hello coming up here to work.
Can I do something for you, Levitt?
You got any more sandwiches?
Hey, man, we kept 10. You guys had 170.
Some of the guys are still hungry. They sent me up as spokesman.
Sorry.
Mind if I ask around?
Good luck.
Thanks. So, this is where all the detectives hang out. I never been up here before because I ain't made detective. Too short. Never mind a guy's record. His devotion to duty. Too short. We're cops, not basketball players. Shit. Hey, dude. You got any, food left?
No.
Oh, excuse me, Captain Miller.
Uh-huh.
Levitt, Officer Carl Levitt.
What can I do for you, Levitt?
Well, the guys are kind of hungry downstairs, sir.
Oh, I'm afraid they're going to have to make do till the morning.
Yes, sir. I'd appreciate the chance to have an opportunity to talk to you at some time, sir. Man to man.
Certainly, Levitt.
Relating to career opportunities and prejudice contained therein, sir.
In a more opportune time, right?
Thank you, sir. What are you, about 6'1"?
Yeah, about what?
No reason. 6'1".
Nick, study
what? Yeah, Nick. My breath smells like ink.
Corey, want to lick some stamps?
Forget it. This cut taken?
Yeah.
You gonna finish that?
Who are you?
Forget it. You wouldn't have anything left that you're not gonna eat, huh?
Sorry, I only had one sandwich and I finished that some time ago. Excuse me.
How tall is he?
6'3¾".
See? When you're that tall, they overlook anything.
You know, it's a funny thing, Fish. You and I, we work together 8 hours a day all week long, and we never talk. Right? Like a conversation. You know?
That's true.
See, Fish, this one's really got me. I mean, you keep your body in shape, you take vitamins, eat the right foods, and then some germ comes along and kills you.
Yeah.
I mean, I never used to think about that. And then all of a sudden it hit me. You can go anytime, just like that. Get a bullet in the back, get hit by a truck. Maybe something just snaps inside your head.
You see why we don't talk more often?
You know, I remember what my great-grandfather said just before he died. He said, although one may conspire to delay the moment of one's death,
yeah,
That's as far as he got.
I don't care where I go, Barney. As long as I go fast. You ain't gonna find Frankie Luger rotting away in some hospital hooked up to one of those machines that goes to the bathroom for you. You know what I do in a case like that, Barney?
Very graphic.
Quick and clean. Way a good cop should go. Forster went that way.
Right.
Remember? Blew him up in his car. Nothing left of him. Remember? Kleiner. Evan Kleiner. Gunned down over on 13th Street. Well, not a bad way to go, Barney.
Very nice.
Oh. Hey. But I wouldn't want to go like old Brownie, though. Huh? That vein blew out in his head. Here he is up in that nursing home in Vermont, laying there stretched out like a carrot.
Inspector, Inspector, it's late. Come on, why don't you try and get some
sleep? Okay, buddy. No, sorry, buddy. Business. You know, I really love those guys, buddy. And when I think of you... I'm talking wholesome stuff.
Good coffee, huh, Nick?
Thank heaven for little girl. For little girl, grow bigger every day. Thank heaven, poor little girl, to grow up in the most delightful. That disturbing?
No, not at all. I love music.
Oh, thanks. I just didn't want to set your friend over there. Might be asleep. And...
Oh, I'm not asleep.
Oh, good. Good. I didn't want you to doze off under the wrong impression.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do know what I mean. Back there before when I was talking about the three sweetest cops, greatest cops that ever lived, I saw the look you gave me when I said how much I love those guys. But I meant that in a man-to-man way. Do you understand the expression, man-to-man?
Very well.
What I meant was that we each had love and affection for one another. We were out there on the streets together, fighting together. We did it every day, day after day.
We're still doing it.
But you two, you know, you have a different relationship. Hasn't anybody ever pointed that out to you?
Love and affection between two human beings is nothing to be ashamed of, Inspector.
Of course not. But you two, you're carrying it too far, don't you understand?
It isn't that much further.
Oh, so somebody was shooting up their mouth about the fact that I never got married, is that it?
I was married once.
Well, if you're going to take that attitude, it's...
No, I don't want to go to work. Not up there.
Huh? What's that?
Hot, dirty, messy. Get out of that bathroom, man!
Rotten coffee. Racing forms and lazy. Human relations. Oh,
lock all them crazy mothers up. Hey, Barney, don't give me that old psychology, man. Compassionate turkey.
Don't we should wake him up?
And then kill him.
Royalties. Stocks. Bonds. Big gold bars. Oh, God, I want to be somebody.
Hello? You all right?
Yeah. What is it?
Nothing. How come everybody's up? Coincidence.
Mouth is all dry.
Probably from using it too much.
Anybody call me Fish while I was asleep? Regina?
I don't know.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No. You go.
I can wait.
Oh, so can I.
Thanks.
I think you know somebody.
No respect.
All right. A situation like this can bring out hidden resentments. Let's not let a few subconscious mumblings poison the whole relationship.
Fine. Sometimes I get pretty sick of that compassion stuff myself. No offense.
Oh, precinct was always. Prisoner Barney, it's Dr. Friedman.
Doctor, yeah, Captain Miller here. What's the verdict? Yes, Doc, you'll get paid. Come on. What kind of pox was it? Chicken or little? A small. You're absolutely sure. 100% chicken.
Oh. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Okay, we can all go home as soon as we get this place straightened out.
Well, Joe, you better give him the word downstairs.
Right, Barney. Hey, Fish. How's it feel to know you're just as healthy today as you were yesterday, huh?
You're vicious, you know that?
Captain Miller, goodbye. I hope we haven't caused too much trouble.
No, not at all, Barney.
Well, would you say that I've been some help?
Yeah, you've been very cooperative.
And decent and honest and dependable?
Yes, Marty.
And would you tell that to the probation officer so we can go to California?
Marty, they probably won't even listen to me.
They would if you got emotional about it.
Thanks for a coffee.
You're very welcome.
What did you do to the coffee?
Well, it was nothing special. It just takes a unique talent.
I was afraid it was something like that.
So long, Inspector.
Aye.
Goodbye, Inspector. It was very nice talking to you.
And likewise. I trust I made myself perfectly clear.
Perfectly.
Excuse me, is there a catch-up up here? I got a bail ticket.
That's me. Well, goodbye, boys. Thanks for the use of the hall, Captain. You've really been very considerate.
Good luck.
All we got was sandwiches.
So long, Phil.
Goodbye, Miss Capshaw.
It's really been wonderful being with you. You're terrific.
That's pure speculation.
Well, Never have I spent so much time with so many for so little.
You know, Winston Churchill said that?
Never met the man.
Hey, Tina? How are you, baby? Yeah, I'm sorry I had to wake you. I tried to get a hold of you all last night. Did Cunningham explain to you why I couldn't make it? Well, did he tell you what kind of disease? Look, it was chicken pox, I swear. It was chicken pox. It was... Who's that laughing? Is that Cunningham? Is that you, Cunningham? Hello?
Fine. You're absolutely certain now. We don't have smallpox.
That's what the hospital said.
Really a relief, you know? Yeah. I mean, I was right on top of that guy. If anybody was going to get it, it was going to be me.
Strictly chickenpox. Chickenpox all the way. A childhood disease, we've all had it.
I never did.
Here's a Fandemonium fun fact. Abe Vigoda, who plays Fish, a broken-down cop who looks like he might drop dead at any second, was in real life very healthy and highly athletic. Huh, TV just doesn't add 10 pounds, it adds 10 ulcers. Now stay tuned for more Barney Miller, only on TV Land.